Looking forward to the weekend, especially this weekend, July 4th, 2020, Independence Day. Absolutely love it. It's the Monica J Show. Thanks for being here today, 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. We're going to get right to the talk and text line because we've got the queue all lined up. Cowboy Barbie joining us right now. And what's on your mind this day before Independence Day?
Your glorious question of the day and the nexus of that with tomorrow's Independence Day. But actually, your question of the day is a trick question. It doesn't include the right answer, which is all of the above. And all hail to Representative Wheeler for advancing a notion of getting the Constitution, Bill of Rights, founding documents, Declaration of Independence in its frontful right place. I hope it's read the Declaration of Independence aloud, brought everywhere, the first three or four paragraphs. Everyone should know it. And I intend to celebrate my fourth tomorrow as my 13th Saturday in a row, or 12th, working to, you know, get the governor to open our state back and the world to open our state mask up. And Cowboy Barbie, the bad guy, only wears masks. Only the bad guy wears masks, right?
That's right. Only the bandits wear masks.
Correct. And thank you for having Advancing Larry Elder's book. Oh, my God. And the actual Uncle Tom's Cabin is a historical read for anyone.com. When Abraham Lincoln met her, he said, you're the little lady that started this war. No, it's I read it last summer and it was great. I'd never read it in my life. It's any American could read that.
Yeah. Larry Elder is actually the documentary. UncleTom.com is where you find that. So Cowboy Barbie, thank you so much. And I will see you tomorrow morning at 9:30. Appreciate it. Yes. Today's poll question is, and actually we just went through and because of you added that. So there you go. Courtesy of Nissan of Carson City, whose responsibility should it be to educate kids on the Constitution, Bill of Rights, and Declaration of Independence? Parents, schools, private groups, personal responsibility, all of the above. So please vote at 991fmtalk.com. Talk about a man who has responsibility. Let's check in with John Engels, who is Douglas County Commissioner. Hi, John. Happy day before Independence Day.
That's right. There's two real important holidays, Christmas and the 4th of July. Yeah. Anyway, I was listening to the show, and I wanted to call and tell you a war story, and your audience a war story. It's a personal experience that I had. I got out of Vietnam, and then they sent me to Europe. And I was an executive officer for a guided missile batteries in Athens, Greece. And at first, I didn't know why I was going to Athens, but then I figured it out. It was the Cold War with the Russians. We had four barns hidden in the mountains around Athens, all with nuclear warheads. It was serious business. There was another captain in our unit. He was a guy from New York. His name was Exeros. There were two of us. And he told me that when he was a young baby, he was born in northern Greece. His father was the mayor of a small town in the northern part of Greece, and the communists were trying to get the Greek peninsula. They got in there, and they cut his father's head off. They got that kid out to New York, and it just shows you what a serious game we're playing, because this BLM is not, it's got nothing to do with Black Lives. Mm-hmm. These people are communist agitators looking for nothing but anarchy to overthrow our country, and they can be shown no quarter.
Exactly. Absolutely. All they are is a funding tool for the DNC. You look at it, the money goes straight to the Democrats. So, John, thank you so much for your story. And so that's one of millions upon millions of stories like that. We cannot let this happen, these atrocities in our country. And one of the people out there protecting our rights, protecting these people, these anarchists, their ability to go out and speak their mind. Remember that. Joining us right now from GuardTheConstitution.com, Sean Meehan. Sean, thank you so much for joining us today. And what do you think about what's going on today as we, as we have to grit our teeth and let people speak their minds, because that is a part of the Constitution when they are spewing things that are so vile about this country?
Well, Monica, thank you again for the invitation on this important holiday. I'm humbled that I get the opportunity to speak on this topic, because what I see happening is a parallel to what happened with our revolution in 1776, the Boston Massacre, the Intolerable Acts, things like that. And sadly, I think these are things that have to happen. The good part that I would want to focus on with what's going on right now is obviously not the violence, the hatred, the racial hatred, the lies, the distortions, the theft, the destruction, or the manipulation, but the awakening and the awareness and the exchange of ideas. And you were very right in your introduction, is I think if we listen to people that want to debate, whether they're radicals, right, wrong, or otherwise, one of two things happens. We're either educated and reinforced in our beliefs, or we're changed and informed and become more correct in what we believe and pursue. I see us waking up to the fact that, that freedom's not free. It is not passed along in a blood, our blood, like Ronald Reagan said, and that, as Robert Frost once wrote, quote, freedom lies in being bold. We are now asking patriots to wake up and stand up and engage. And I think the big theme that I'd like your listeners to take with them on this July 4th holiday is, as I've told you before, in the history of this great nation, nearly 1.4 million troops have given their lives to defend our Constitution. And the founders, when they declared our independence, writing and passing the Declaration on July 2nd and proclaiming it on July 4th, did not ask the king for permission. They knew that God gave them their rights. They stood up and proclaimed that. And I think that's what's missing in America. You referenced the education, Wheeler's Bill, AB 99. I was proud to be a part of that. Sad it never got a hearing. But we don't teach the Constitution. We don't teach what our rights are. And I think even more than that, we do not teach our fellow Americans that you do not have to ask permission for them. And what I see happening right now with our mask requirements and all this baloney with the COVID drama is we are being told by our king, Darth Sisolak, what we have to do. And that is fundamentally unconstitutional. It's a violation of our civil rights. Judge Napolitano explained that in a very brief, great article recently. They do not have that authority. And we need to stand up and resist. And the founders knew it, and we need to learn it. We need to stop asking permission, and we have to sadly realize that we've lost some of our freedom because we've been sitting back eating chips and watching the TV. We can get it back, but there's going to be a cost. Every American listening to this radio station needs to ask themselves, and I know every day I have to ask myself, what is the cost, and am I willing to pay it? Because I think a lot of us, we like to make noise to each other, but I don't know if we're aware that there's a cost or we're willing to pay it. And I'd be curious what your listeners think about that.
You know, I would too, because, you know, it could be all kinds of different things as we look at that cost. Look at the cost of people losing their businesses now because of this shutdown. Look at people losing their lives to suicide because of the things that are happening right now. Costs come in many different forms, and I see too many people who aren't willing to take the time, even if it's just an hour or so, to come out and voice your concerns at rallies like at the state capitol tomorrow morning at 9:30 to protect and to take back what we have.
Absolutely. You and I have talked before, and you know that I don't see as much value as some in rallies, although I don't think they hurt. I would argue that there's documented studies that show a certain number of phone calls, door knocks, things like that, translate into votes that can get conservatives elected. You know, I'm a proud member of our Republican Party, and but I'm a conservative first. Constitution and conservatism first, party second. And we got an election coming up, and what I'd like to encourage people to do is realize, and I can't get into the details, but there's a very mathematical possibility that if we work hard enough, we can get a few seats in our Nevada Senate and block Darth Sisolak from anything he wants to do. And I think that's the win, because no matter how hard some fellow patriots try, and I know they're trying hard, he's not going to get recalled, or he's certainly not going to get recalled before that election. We got to win those Senate seats. And then I haven't heard this talked about hardly at all, but the director of the Legislative Council Bureau proclaimed in a specious legal opinion that her assistant wrote that we're not allowed in the building during the special session where they're going to close a multi-billion dollar budget hole. And I said to myself, excuse me, our Nevada Constitution specifically uses the word instruct. And it's in the individual rights at the top of the state constitution. It says that citizens are allowed to instruct their elected representatives. And I would argue if we want to do a protest, that might be something. If they won't let us in the building, could we get a ring of people around the building? Could we pepper thousands of emails a day to the newsroom of some local news media to get them there? Something that we haven't already done to wake these knuckleheads up that they are our employees. They don't get that.
They are in office, not in power. And Sean, amen. I would be more than happy to help you spread the word on that Wednesday is the day. Wednesday is the deciding factor of what people are going to do to stand up for themselves. And if you want me at the legislature with you on Wednesday, I will be there. You just let me know and we will get the word out. If you want to put a ring of people around that legislative building to just, even if we have to scream our lungs out and disrupt it, we will do it. Because you're right. This is the time to stand up and be counted.
I think it's very important. And I wrote back to the LCB chair, I don't even know her official title. But anyway, I wrote back, and I've talked to her before. She's a nice, intelligent lady. I don't know where she's getting this idea from. But the point being is, at some point, I don't think she has a right to proclaim what she proclaimed. I voiced it to my legislators. I hope they speak up. I really hope I don't see any lobbyists go into the building because they still have an alleged, quote, threat to the COVID fear. But if citizens aren't going to be allowed in, we better not see consultants of any flavor for any other reason in the building. And as you well know, there could be anything from, I've been told, to a first swipe at altering the state constitution to take the 2/3 requirement out of tax increases. They could even do the first run through of removing income taxes because, you know, it takes two passes at the legislature and then one at the ballot box. But I'm sure Clark County would be more than happy with the people, a lot of the people that don't pay taxes. They'd certainly be happy to vote for an income tax. So yeah. I don't, and the governor can proclaim whatever he wants in his call to a special session, but that is material to the session and can be discussed. I have not been able to figure out yet exactly what all that will be, but you know, you can't tax a turnip when, like you said, a lot of people are losing their businesses. They've already paid their price of admission to this revolution. And we haven't seen the damage yet. There's going to be foreclosures on homes from people that own businesses. There's going to be people that lost their job a couple more months. So the gears catch, there'll be foreclosures on their homes. I already know real estate investors that are getting ready for that. I mean, there's a lot still to come.
And Sisolak can't even take care of the unemployment issues that we're facing with, you know, the whole Thursday yesterday, Dieter was shut down completely. So not only is he not doing his job, but he's also going above and beyond of not doing his job and doing things that he should not be doing. So, Sean, I got to take a break. Can you hang on for just a couple more minutes? And I want to finish out this conversation with you.
Absolutely.
All right. We'll be back with Sean Meehan right after this. GuardTheConstitution.com and talk more about what's going on Wednesday, the special legislative session right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Is FM Talk.
It's live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada. It's the Monica Jay Show. And let's get back to our conversation with Sean Meehan, who is joining us. And Sean, the emails and the texts are already coming in. I'll be there on Wednesday. What time? Just tell me. You know, I'd say you're going to have to surround that building at probably 7, 8 o'clock in the morning and just plan to stay all day, because pretty much for a special session. That's what people don't understand, Sean, is just because it says special session doesn't mean it's not a real session of the legislature. So legitimately, and that's what I try to express to people, if they wanted to do away in the Constitution with that limit on state income tax, they could do it, because they have this session and then they have the session in February.
Yes, and I just got the word from my intelligence people that keep me informed so I don't look stupid, that the governor has not signed his proclamation yet. Thanks, Jim. But that it is published that they're including other topics. So effectively, this is going to be a general session. They can bring anything they want to the table. And you well know, politics is decided before the meeting ever starts. So the Democrats, yeah, they've got their playbook. They know exactly what they're going to do. And you touched on constitutionality when we went to break. And I think that's really important to point out, because I firmly believe that much of what's going on in Nevada is unconstitutional, specifically the churches. There's the free exercise clause of the federal constitution is very clear. And Nevada's state constitution, by the way, has a very similar wording, exercise of conscious section. And it doesn't talk about, you know, if businesses are open, churches need to be open the same, et cetera. That's another legal argument that's made. But the free exercise clause is whether you practice it for your faith or not, or how you practice it, is not the business of the government. It's clear it's being interfered with. But that doesn't help when you talk about a business where there's the takings clause of the Constitution or Nevada Revised Statutes 414 that says when you take property, that you have to compensate, the state of Nevada has to compensate. And I know the Supreme Court has said yada, 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 but I believe when you take a functioning business that's something that can be sold tomorrow for a certain value, that is property. Mm-hmm. And you're not compensating. You're talking about tens of billions of dollars potentially in litigation that's going to happen for the next 10 years with appeals and everything. And none of this had to happen. And that's why I was proud to coordinate with a lot of our legislators recently at our Nevada Republican Convention, where I was honored to chair our resolutions committee, and we passed resolution number 6. I'd encourage everybody to go to NevadaGOP.org and go under the About section and look at the resolutions we passed, because this is powerful. And we are telling our legislators to speak up, take NRS 414 and amend it, because it is very unclear if the governor even has the authority to declare COVID an emergency, and then redefine his authority to include, like many other wide states, initial limits and then revalidation limits to ensure an emergency currently exists and we don't allow a king to rule like we now have in Nevada. And also, we've put in there a recommendation for a clear path for expedited judicial review so that another branch of the government is brought into the process. And the legislators received this very well. I know that Senator Pickard and Assemblyman Wheeler both have bill draft requests pending for the next session on this topic. And there's a discussion. And I'd like to see more Nevadans getting involved in this discussion, because at some point, the COVID thing will go away. But the threat of another real emergency of any kind and the sick, unconstitutional precedent that we've allowed to be set could be brought back. We need to press this through the courts, press it through the legislature, not give up, and get some sort of narrowing of the guidelines and conclusions going forward, so that the next time any kind of an emergency happens, we can slow the roll and be more deliberative and constitutional in the way we allow our governor to respond.
You know, Sean, you just nailed it right there, and that is the long haul. You know, we have to have people that are willing to take this the distance, because it's not going to be settled tomorrow. It's not going to be settled on Wednesday when they start the special session. This is something that if we want to actually fight for our rights and make sure that all elected representatives, remember, representatives, they're in office, not in power, that they are held accountable and that we don't see this happen again for future generations. GuardTheConstitution.com. Find out more about what Sean does and what the GOP is doing right now, because come Wednesday, like we just said, other topics opens the door for anything Sisolak wants to do. So, Sean, thank you so much for joining me today, and I hope you have a most blessed Independence Day. Thank you for calling it July 4th and not recognizing the 4th of July, because that's just a, you know, that takes away from the importance of what it really is.
Thank you for the invitation, Monica. God bless you for what you do, and to all my fellow Americans, have an excellent weekend. Get home safe, because the fight has just begun.
Thank you so much. We are going, and bless you as well. We're going to take a quick Fox News break, and then I'm going to go and do something again that I didn't get to do yesterday because we were taking so many phone calls, and it is your show, but I really want to share some words with you that are so important. And we're going to do that right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Sundays, 11 to 2, this is where we talk guns. 99.1 FM Talk.
On an iPhone? Get our app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Today's poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. So, whose responsibility should it be to educate the kids about the Constitution, Federalist Papers, Declaration of Independence, Bill of Rights? List goes on and on. The true history of how this country was started, what was sacrificed to have our freedoms recognized. BLM, Black Lives Matter, this has not... BLM has nothing to do with Black Lives, because if it did, the first place they would be is in Chicago. Facts and numbers don't lie. Unarmed people killed by the police last year, out of all the millions of interactions with law enforcement, 19 people were killed. They weren't black. They were white. 9 black people were killed. If this were about black people, 22 black people wouldn't have died, been murdered, since all of these riots and protests started. Talk about numbers not adding up. The thousands of black-on-black crimes that happen in Chicago every single year, every single month, every single day. If you donate to Black Lives Matter, you are donating directly to Joe Biden's campaign. Because George Soros can't do that, so he can create groups like Black Lives Matter that, by the way, only started a few years ago. All to get this president out. It's not about a virus. It's not about some porn star. It's not about Russia. They keep throwing things at this guy, but it doesn't work, because in the end, truth always comes out. And Black Lives Matter has been working to get the police defunded for years, Because if you defund the police, what do? The federal government has to step in and nationalize, federalize, whatever you want to call it, law enforcement. Right now, we're going by mob rule, and guess what? To the mob, you are pushing us to the point that we are not going to stand for it anymore. Los Angeles City Council member announced that lawmakers have approved the first step in a plan to replace police with unarmed first responders to handle nonviolent calls. What do they consider nonviolent calls? How long before that call turns violent, you know, like a domestic disturbance or something like that, that law enforcement officers have actually been murdered at? They lied to us about hydroxychloroquine just to prove the president wrong. Ask yourself how many lives were lost because of that. Even in our news right there, national and local. Cases of coronavirus skyrocketing. Oh, we've gotten a new, they're increasing. So what? That's because the testing has increased. Guess what also increased? The number of people recovering from it. Guess what has decreased for the last 3 months? Every single day, deaths from coronavirus. The coronavirus has weakened itself to the point that a lot of people don't even need the medication to overcome it. Why? It's called herd immunity. It's called it never should have been designated as a pandemic. States all across this country, places that have never shut down, places that have never have worn masks. Perfectly fine. Except in Democrat-controlled areas. Democrat-controlled areas. When is this going to sink in? And all this time, people are being pitted against each other. Mask wearers versus non-mask wearers. It's getting pretty sad to see how the left can divide us so much with propaganda, with lies. For every expert out there, you tell me that they say that coronavirus is going to get worse and kill everybody. No, it's not. This new virus, this new form of swine flu, what'd we come up with, Craig? Snort flu? I think that's what we decided to call it. Again, Bill Gates said there was going to be two viruses. Imagine that. Bill Gates saying there was going to be two viruses. How did he know that? Because it is not for your safety. It is an attack on our sovereignty. I didn't get to read this to you in its entirety yesterday. And I hope you take a little bit of patience with me, because I just want to read it again. I know you get this and you understand it, but hopefully maybe there's just one person out there who has never heard it and it sinks in. There was a time when our children stood at attention with pride put their hand on their heart, and in one united voice recited the Pledge of Allegiance. There was a time when strength and honor meant something. There was a time when standing for our flag meant something. There was a time when our history, our heritage, was taught with pride and respect. There was a time when respect was given to those who served, bled, and died to protect and defend our freedom. There was a time when we were grateful. There was a time when our accomplishments meant something. There was a time when these United States of America, one nation under God, was united. There was a time when these United States of America, one nation under God, was under the American flag. The flag that was carried into battle by brave patriots as a symbol of freedom and justice for all. For all. No matter race, religion, or background. A beacon of hope when flown. A mark of respect to their memory, to those who willfully sacrificed their lives to defend. There was a time when we, the people, decided our future. There was a time when we, the people, had a voice. There was a time when we, the people, were united and strong. Battle-born. There was a time when the media was actually free from political bias and corruption. There was a time when our elected leaders stood their ground, dug in, and defended those they represented. How many men and women in uniform are currently serving on the front line abroad only to look back in horror to see the homeland on fire? What does the word patriot mean to you? Land of the free, home of the brave? Now is not the time to be complacent. Will you answer the call? Will you be in it for the long haul? Freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. We didn't pass it to our children in the bloodstream. It must be fought for, protected, and handed down for them to do the same. Or one day, we will spend our sunset years telling our children and our children's children what it was like in the United States when men were free. Ronald Reagan, 40 some odd years ago. And here we are, facing the finality of Agenda 21, UN Plan 2030, to have it all wrapped up for one world control. Their plans were all laid out. They've been laid out for decades. Actually, they've been laid out for centuries. Yet with all of our electronics, our new games, our distractions, so many chose to ignore those signs. Now, as people threaten to go into the suburbs and burn and loot, and take what they believe is theirs because they are anarchists just because we were shut down by a virus? How many times are we going to be shut down in the future because of the flu, other diseases? Tuberculosis. Just this past year, when all of this has been going on, has killed 4 to 5 times more people than COVID-19. Yet we don't talk about that because people aren't afraid of tuberculosis. No. They're afraid of a virus because they were told by the bought and controlled media to be afraid. When even on the side of the box of the mask that they are wearing says, will not protect you from COVID-19 coronavirus or any virus like that. And yet so many choose to comply. In this time, why do you think that is? Could it be because everybody has a camera? There are cameras on buildings, cameras on light posts, street signs. Because the person next to you is going to snitch on you that you're not wearing a mask. It's so they can, Pee-wee, I'm in the middle of a thought here. It's so they can control you. And when they go out and they do the looting, they do the killing, the shooting, that they think they're not going to get caught. Nice to be able to say that the masked man, who actually looked like he was dressed from something from an ISIS training camp in Provo, Utah, went up to a man's vehicle who was just trying to get through the protesters and go about his life, shot. Well, now he's behind bars. Because the truth will always come forward. We'll be back and wrap up the show right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. I know I say it's your show and, you know, I encourage you to do the talk and text lines, but I had so many interviews today, I really didn't get to the phones like I wanted to, and I apologize for that, but they will be open and roaring on Monday, so I hope you join me. Quick text from Pee-wee. The problem with politicians of all persuasions is none of them have the courage or know-how to say no. That is absolutely correct. Nobody wants to be the bad guy. Nobody wants to say, oh, we're going to defund Planned Parenthood. Because the other side comes screaming at you. How could you possibly do that? You're taking away women's rights, women's health care. That's ignorance. To spout things like that, that's absolute ignorance. Because if you knew what Planned Parenthood actually brings in from the sale of body parts, from the sale of their souls, literally, and then in donations, the people that fund them, the pittance, I believe it's what, 2 to 3% of what they take in is what they get from the American people. They don't need our money. And they don't provide the services that they say they provide. our government is supposed to be run by us, we the people, and it's not. It's run by a select few who believe that they have the right and the power to do so over us. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen on my watch. It's not going to happen on your watch. I hope I see you out there for our, boy, three different organizations. There's going to be Back the Blue, the No Masks, and the Open Up Our Damn State. Three different rallies going on at one time. Also to the opposition of Black Lives Matter out there. Because if you say Black Lives Matter, then you are just putting somebody else's life above everyone else. All lives matter. All genders matter. All religions matter. We all matter. And until we understand that tomorrow, our Independence Day, represents all of us together, united, then we will continue to be divided and fight. I don't want to see it get worse, and I hope it doesn't. God bless you. I love you. 9:30 tomorrow morning.